Welcome to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Their goal is to win the lost, disciple Christians, set the captives free, and see the sick made whole. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org. Now, here is Pastor Gary Culp with today's message.
Well, good afternoon. The Lord bless you. What do you know for sure? God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Let's pray for souls. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We want everyone to go to heaven. So we're at least going to pray for the salvation of every boy and girl, man and woman, in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. And we're praying for anyone from other countries that are listening today. We're praying not just for these people, but for their past, present, future spouses, all the children they have now in the future and their family members, all grandchildren they have now in the future and their family members, all great-grandchildren they have now and the future and their family members. By faith, we're sending the Holy Spirit to convict every person of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Lord Jesus Christ, please reveal yourself to each person, who you are, your death, burial, and resurrection, your perfect life, your incarnation, the revelation and understanding that it's only the blood of Jesus that washes away our sins, and that by Jesus' stripes we were healed. Grant that revelation, knowledge, and understanding to each person. And Father, they would humble themselves before you, repent of their sins, and yes, Lord Jesus, receive you as their Savior and Lord, and be born again from above. Father, we pray you'll get every person into a good Bible-believing teaching church, that then be baptized in water, receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We're praying for every Christian to become a strong Christian, dedicated to the Lord. We're praying for every demon-possessed, demonizing, captive person to be set free. And yes, Father, all the sick to be healed from every sickness and every disease. And your people, Lord Jesus, to receive and to walk in financial abundance, prosperity, debt cancellation of their debts, the full blessing of Abraham, whom God blessed in all things. And we agree for that right now. And we thank you for it. Also, Father, we want to pray for the United States of America. We declare, God bless America. We declare, Father God, you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're the only true God. And we declare Jesus Christ is Lord of our lives, our families, our church, our states, and our nation. And we do so in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the good gift of your servant Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and his cabinet appointees, past, present, future. We're praying for them and their families all to be born again believers, Holy Spirit baptized and filled. We pray, Father, whether they realize it or not, they would make all their decisions based on the Word of God and our Constitution, and you would give them great boldness and you would protect them from wicked, evil people, Father, all those on the left. Protect them, Father. We decree that in Jesus' name. Also, Father, bless the Trump administration and the ICE agents as you continue to reveal and expose every terrorist, every foreign soldier, every prisoner, every pedophile, every drug trafficker, every sex trafficker, every person who has come into America to do evil and harm will be brought into the light and driven out of this country to come back no more. We declare that in Jesus' name. And Father, again, because of the prophetic warnings you've given, we will continually and agree together for your mighty hedge of protection and angelic protection about our power grid. Father, please protect our electricity, our gas, our oil, our coal. Please protect our water tables, which includes the waters in our city water and wells. Please protect our food, our farms, our farmers, our food production plants. Father, we agree together. Father, don't let any person, group, or nation poison, hack, diminish, destroy, diminish in any way any of these resources. And Father, if any person, group, or nation tries to do it, you'll stop them. If necessary, you'll shut them down. And we declare that and decree that in Jesus' name. Also, Father, we want to tell you we love the Jewish people. We bless them. We're praying for their salvation. Lord, we ask you by the Holy Spirit to remove the blinders and scales off their hearts and minds, and they would see, Lord Jesus Christ, that you're their Messiah. You are their Savior and Lord, and they would be born again, Spirit-filled, baptized also. We agree right now and pray for the peace of Jerusalem according to your word. Father, we agree with you. They have title deed to all the land of Canaan. Father, please restore all that land to them. And If anyone tries to harm the Jewish people or nation Israel in any way, shape, or form, stop them. And Father, if they persist in their evil against them, destroy them. And also, Father, we're reminded, Father God, we're praying against any centralized digital currency in America until after the rapture of the church. And we declare dollar bills and cash will be strong until that time. And we believe and decree that also. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. We're going to have part two on fighting the good fight of faith. We'll go back to our main text, 1 Timothy 6:12. I'm not sure if I told you this last week, but I want to remind you of this because this is very important. In fact, I even heard it on Newsmax. Out on the WorldNet Daily, that website, they had an article that said, new social media platform has over 1 million AI bots interacting with each other as humans observe. Now, many people are very concerned about that, and we need to pray about that. That just shows, if you have a personality and can make choices, it's because you have a spirit with you or in you. I tell you, AI has demonic components to it, and they're demonic personalities will come through the AI technology, and it's just preparing the way for the Antichrist and the 7-year tribulation, and it's getting real close. So I pray you're ready to meet Jesus and excited about it. But until that time, what are we going to do? Fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life unto which thou art called, and hast professed a good profession among many witnesses. Okay, just a little review last week. To lay hold on eternal life, you need to know who God says you are. Real quickly, if you're born again, you are a saint now. You're a son or daughter of God. You're a royal ambassador for Christ. You're an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. You are a priest. You are a soldier, and you're an enforcer of Christ's victory in this world. And you're more than a conqueror through him that loved you. And finally, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Embrace who God says you are. You are special. Also, whose you are. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20, your body's the temple of the Holy Spirit. You've given your life to Jesus. Never forget that. You belong to Jesus. He owns you, and you ask him to own you. Smartest thing you've ever done. And then realize that God has a marvelous plan and purpose for your life, and you will begin to discover it as you pray and seek God's face. Okay, fighting the good fight of faith. You're a soldier. What is the key ingredient of fighting good, the fight of faith? It's prayer. I love the story here. The truth really happened. Everything in the Bible really happened. You understand that. Remember in Acts chapter 12? We'll start verse 1. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. Remember, wicked, evil people hate Jesus and the church. In fact, that's the entire left, isn't it? And he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to the four quadrants of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison. Notice what happened. But prayer was made without ceasing by the church unto God for him. There it is. You have access to God. Remember, you're a priest. You can come boldly to the throne of grace, seeking mercy and grace, not just for yourself, but others, and protection and rescue and salvation. Pray for others. And that's what they're doing for Peter. They've already killed James, and boy, they're getting serious now. God, don't let this happen to Peter. Well, did their prayers work? And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two old soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, an angel of the Lord came upon him. See, when you pray, that gets God's angels going and doing stuff. Oh, that's exciting, isn't it? And behold, an angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shone in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, Cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And when he went out and followed him, and knew not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and second guard, they came unto the iron gate that led into the city, which opened to them of its own accord. You know an angel did that, right? And they went out and passed on through the one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that God hath sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. Now, is that exciting? How you fight is prayer. You don't do anything till your prayer. Remember, you when you pray, you put on the whole armor of God. Remember the last ingredient you see in the whole armor of God in Ephesians 6:18, and praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. You know, in some ways, God has limited himself to what his people would do and pray. Let me give you an example of that. Ezekiel chapter 22. This is so exciting. Well, the people and leaders of the people had got into sin. And God was seeing that. And God was going to have to judge them. So before God judged them, he hoped he could find someone to pray because he could do something different. He could have mercy on them. They wouldn't have to immediately pay for the things that they were doing. But notice what happened. Ezekiel 2:30, God was looking around. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. God said, I was looking for some intercessors. I was looking for some prayer warriors that would pray and ask me to be merciful and gracious to spare them, or maybe even send revival. But God says, I didn't find anybody that would care. So what happens if people are bad and no one cares enough to pray? Verse 31, Therefore have I, God, poured out my indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. And here's a sad truth. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, saith the Lord God. All sin comes from this truth. You want to live independent of God. That leads to ever sin. We live by faith and dependence upon God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and designed for the Holy Spirit to fill us and empower us continually. All sin is based on living independent of God, rebellion. Do you understand that? But the key thing we're talking about, fighting the good fight of faith, God answers prayer, not just for yourselves, but for others. God raises up prayer warriors to pray and intercede for people, for churches, for nations, for situations. I pray you're one of those. Intercessors are the ones who change the world. Do you understand that? And that means they're prayer warriors. So how are you going to fight the good fight of faith? You're going to be a prayer warrior. Also, how do you fight the good fight of faith? Proclamation. You got to open your mouth. I love Psalm 107:2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. God tells us to open up our mouths and proclaim the truth. Proclaim the word of God. You know, I love what God tells us in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. See, that God's word is powerful. How did Jesus defeat the devil? Remember back in Matthew 4? Satan told him to do something, tempted him. It's like Satan tempts us. Yes, he tempts you. Jesus came back at him with the word of God. Get thee hence, Satan, is written. And Jesus stood on the word of God. Why? Because the word of God is absolute truth. Okay. Every evil church, every cult, ism, secret society, do you know why they exist? Do you know what they're based upon? The word of God is not true. It has mistakes in it, and you can't believe what you read. Those are organizations, churches, and groups that will take you to the pit of hell. And they're religious. They quote some of the Bible, but they don't believe all the Bible. In fact, most of them say, well, our leader had a visitation from an angel, and he told us there were mistakes in the Bible, and we have this new book, these new scripture studies. We have these, and if you'll study those, you'll get to heaven. Liar, liar, pants on fire. No, the word of God is absolute truth. I'm reminded of Psalm 189. Forever, O Lord, thy word is established in heaven. Forever, O Lord, thy word is established. How long is the word going to last? Forever, and it's absolute truth. So get in a truth that believes God's word is completely true, Genesis through Revelation. And another indication of a bad church is they don't preach Genesis, how it all began, or Revelation, how it all ends. Wrong church. All the Bible, especially Genesis, how it began, especially Revelation, how it all ends, and it's getting close, and you know that if you study the book of Revelation. That's really exciting. Jesus is coming soon. So just a little hint there. But we're to open our mouth and proclaim the truth. How you defeat the lies of the devil and the left? You tell them what God's word says. And oh, they despise that. Oh, they despise that because they're full of the devil. They're ignorant. They're deceived. Somebody's got to help them. It's got to be you and I, right? And again, we're to be bold witnesses. Open our mouth and share our faith in Christ. Remember what Jesus said, some of his last words in Acts 1:8? And you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, Jesus Christ, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Yes. See, when you get full of the Holy Spirit, you want to tell people about Jesus. Only Jesus saved. Your church does not save. Jesus saves. Now, if your church preaches Jesus, then Jesus saves people in your church. In fact, if it's a bona fide church, Jesus is head of the church. And Jesus will tell the preacher then to talk about me. Tell people who I am. Tell them what I've done. Tell them about my word. Tell them about prophetic end times. Give them the full meal deal. See, that's what Jesus tells preachers, teachers, and apostles to do. Preach the word. That's 2 Timothy 4. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. What doctrine? Bible doctrine. What God says. Believe in it all. Amen. So you fight with prayer, proclamation, being a bold witness, and then that you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you minister to others. I quote this often because many churches never touch it, so I overdo it, I guess you'd say. Mark 16:15, it is the Great Commission in Mark. I think that might be pretty important, some of Jesus' last words again. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Jesus does want everyone to be saved. He lets us know many won't. But you still need to give them the opportunity and pray for them. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Unbelievers, those who aren't born again, go to hell. That should be a motivation to get saved. And these signs shall follow those who believe. We've been given some authority and power. In my name they shall cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That's what Jesus says. And again, if you're in a Bible-believing teaching church, you're being told that too. And you do all these things, receiving the grace of God and being empowered by the Holy Spirit and realizing that Jesus has given you delegated authority to do it. So, you're not just going to pray, you're not just going to proclaim and witness, you're going to do the stuff. I'm reminded of James 1:22, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And again, as you fight this good fight of faith, you know you have three enemies, the world system, the flesh, and the devil. Jesus said, and boy, is he right. Jesus is always right. Never be amazed that Jesus is right. John 15:18, if the world hates you, world system hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world, and you used to be until you got saved, the world would love its own, and it does. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, thank you, Jesus, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you, put your name in the blank, for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. And again, one of the biggest things just floored me as I began to study the Bible. Who's the greatest persecutor of Christians? Religious people, Pharisees, Sadducees, false cult leaders, woke denominations. Oh, they believe the Bible. They think you can do all those things. You better believe it, because the Bible says so. But they persecute the true church. The worst enemy of the true church is the false truth, not the heathen. Many times the heathen will get saved when they see the power of God being demonstrated. But religious people with those religious devils, they hate the truth. But they love their religion. When I begin to understand, that just blew me away. But now life makes perfect sense. I understand perfectly now why all people the way they are. They're either saved, walk in the Spirit, or they're deceived or lost. And remember, the devil tries to deceive everyone, and we've all been deceived in some areas of our life. But God help us to find out the truth and walk in that truth. And then there's our fallen nature. We talked about that. One scripture with that. Galatians 5:16, and this is a reality, and this lets you know why sometimes you struggle. Galatians 5:16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit. That's Holy Spirit. Remember, he's in you if you're really saved. And you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That fleshly fallen nature raises up in all of us, doesn't it? And here's the reality, verse 17. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit. You see the battle? See the warfare? See what we got to fight? And the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. See, we all have evil, wicked desires that come into our heart and mind from that fallen nature, and of course the devil. We're getting ready to mention him. And we have to say no to the flesh and yes to the Holy Spirit. And learn how to discern the thoughts of the devil and our thoughts and what our flesh is saying too. Remember, God tells us, James 4:7, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Which means he's messing with you and you recognize it. Or 1 Peter 5:8, Peter writing to Christians, we're all in the battle. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, like a roaring lion, he can be pretty scary, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, that means you must be saved. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, again, you got to be a Christian to do that. knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren there in the world, I was very comforted when I understood that it wasn't just the devil messed with me. I thought, why is he always messed? Does he mess with everyone? God says yes. Well, after years of ministry, I'm convinced the devil messes with everybody. And if you don't think he is, you're either lost or deceived. But good news, verse 10, but the God of all grace, yes, we're under the covenant of grace, who has called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, we all go through stuff, do you understand that? Make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And then finally, let's not forget this. The other enemy is evil people. Remember what Paul said to young Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:13? Well, let's throw in verse 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus, and let that be every one of us, shall suffer persecution. It's a guarantee. Not only will you be blessed, not only will you have victories, not only will you walk in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, and I pray that you are, but you will suffer persecution. And here's the reality, especially in 2026. Here it is, verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall become worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. If you believe the mainstream media, you are completely deceived. If you believe everything people tell you and you don't check it out by the Word of God, you are deceived. You need to find out what the Bible says, and you believe what God says, and that's the only thing that's going to help you in these last days. Everyone else be deceived. And remember, deceived people, what will they do? They won't be caught up in the rapture. And they'll go through the tribulation, and yes, they can still get saved, but it's very likely they'll take the mark of the beast and be damned forever. So let's get right, get strong, know what the Word of God says. What did we read? Fight the good fight of faith through prayer, proclamation, witnessing, and then boldly ministering to others. Knowing your enemy is the world system, and you figure that out, the left. Remember, God's on the right, the devil's on the left. Two kingdoms, that's the only thing you need to be concerned about. Remember, God put people on the right hand. In fact, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. Jesus said in Matthew 24:25, those who are saved, he puts you on the right hand. And everybody else, the devil and his kingdom, are on the left. Oh, that has so many implications. I think you know what I'm talking about, don't you? So get on the right. Get saved, born again, and God puts you on the right. And fight the good fight of faith. But you're saying, I don't even know if I'm a Christian. Have you ever repented of your sins and received Jesus as Savior and Lord? If not, I'll help you. If you're serious, pray with me. Dear God, I want to be saved. I want to go to heaven. I want my sins forgiven. Jesus, I'm coming to you. I want you to be my Savior and Lord. I repent of every wrong thing I've done, Jesus. Wash me in your precious blood. I want you with all my heart. I'm giving my life to you. Lord Jesus, I'm receiving you now as Savior and Lord of my life. I will live for you forever. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. Welcome to the family of God. Now get into church and grow, and yes, fight the good fight of faith. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org or send an email to Pastor Gary. His email is garyculp@yahoo.com. Please join them again next week as they continue to expound on God's truth in a relevant and practical way.